وَلَقَدْ مَنَنَّا عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ
Verily, we bestowed our favors on Moses and Aaron, peace be upon them.
وَنَجَّيْنَاهُمَا وَقَوْمَهُمَا مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ
And we delivered both of them and their people from the great calamity. And we delivered both of them and their people from the great calamity. In other words, their deliverance from the great calamity they suffered at the hands of Pharaoh and his people.
وَنَصَرْنَاهُمْ فَكَانُوا هُمُ الْغَالِبِينَ
We succored them, and they gained the upper hand against their enemies.
وَآتَيْنَاهُمَا الْكِتَابَ الْمُسْتَبِينَ
We granted them a clear book.
وَهَدَيْنَاهُمَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ
And showed them the straight way.
وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِمَا فِي الْآخِرِينَ
And preserved for them a good name among posterity.
سَلَامٌ عَلَى مُوسَى وَهَارُونَ
Peace be upon Moses and Aaron.
إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ
Thus do we reward the good doers.
إِنَّهُمَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ
And surely, both of them were among our believing servants.
وَإِنَّ إِلْيَاسَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ
Surely, Elias, peace be upon him too, was among the messengers. Surely, Elias, peace be upon him too, was among the messengers. The prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, was raised among the children of Israel. His name occurs at only two places in the Quran, in the present verse and in Surah Al-An'am 685. Scholars of the present time believe that he flourished between 875 to 850 BC. He hailed from Gilead, which is now part of the northern districts of Jordan and lies to the south of the Yarmouk River. In the Bible, he is referred to as Elijah, the Tishbite. Here is a brief account of the prophet Elijah, as gleaned from the Bible, peace be upon him. After the prophet Solomon's death, peace be upon him, his son, Rehoboam, proved incompetent in handling the affairs of the kingdom, with the result that it split into two. One part of the kingdom, which comprised Jerusalem and southern Palestine, fell under the control of the prophet David's descendants, peace be upon him. The other, comprising northern Palestine, emerged as an independent state called Israel, with Samaria as its capital. Although both states were plagued with problems, Israel's orientation from the very beginning was perverted. As a result, it became inundated with polytheism and idolatry. Tyranny and oppression, sin and wickedness. When King Ahab married Jezebel, daughter of the king of Sidon, located in present-day Lebanon, this marked the lowest ebb in its history. For, under the evil influence of his polytheistic wife Jezebel, King Ahab also succumbed to polytheism. He built a temple and an altar devoted to Baal in Samaria, and spared no effort in promoting the worship of Baal instead of the one true God. Offerings dedicated to Baal were made publicly throughout the kingdom. This was the time when the prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, appeared on the scene. He arrived in Samaria from Gilead and warned Ahab that his kingdom would not receive any rainfall as a punishment for his outrageous misdeeds. So much so that his land would even be deprived of dewdrops. This warning, issued by a prophet of God, came true. For more than 3 years, there was no rainfall in the kingdom. This brought Ahab back to his senses, and he sent for Elijah, peace be upon him. Before praying to God for rainfall, however, Elijah gathered people together in an assembly with a view to helping them discern the tremendous difference between the Lord of the universe and Baal. Accordingly, he asked the devotees of Baal to present an offering to their deity in that assembly, whereas he would dedicate his offering to the one true Lord. Then, he proposed the following test. Whichever of the two offerings was consumed by fire from on high, without any human intervention, would be deemed to be true. Ahab accepted the test. Accordingly, 850 priests who owed allegiance to Baal assembled at Mount Carmel. This test was held in a public gathering of Israelites, marking the encounter between the worshippers of Baal and the prophet Elijah, peace be upon him. In this test, Baal's devotees were thoroughly exposed and disgraced because the prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, publicly demonstrated that Baal was a false god. This event also established the truth of the one true Lord and of Elijah's credentials as God's messenger. In the same assembly, he had Baal's worshippers put to the sword and then prayed to God for rainfall. His prayer was readily answered. The whole kingdom of Israel was subsequently blessed with rain. Even after witnessing these miracles, Ahab was still under the sway of his idolatrous wife. She became so hostile towards the prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, that she vowed to have him killed, just as the devotees of Baal had been put to death. The prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, therefore, had to leave Israel and take refuge in a cave in Mount Sinai for several years. His plight is reflected in his supplication as recorded in the Bible. The people of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. 1 Kings 19:10. During the same period, Jehoram, the ruler of the Jewish state of Jerusalem, married the daughter of Ahab, the king of Israel. This led to the spread of polytheism and idolatry in Jerusalem as well. The prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, warned against this evil as a part of his prophetic mission. He wrote, for example, the following letter to Jehoram, admonishing him. Thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat, your father, or in the ways of Asa, king of Judah, but have walked in the ways of the kings of Israel, and have led Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem into unfaithfulness, just as the house of Ahab led Israel into unfaithfulness, and also you have killed your brothers of your father's house, who were better than yourself. Behold, the Lord will bring a great plague on your people, your children, your wives, and all your possessions, and you yourself will have a severe sickness with the disease of your bowels, until your bowels come out because of the disease day by day. 2 Chronicles 21:12-15. All that this letter forewarned came true. First, Jehoram's kingdom was destroyed as a result of invasions. Even Jehoram's wives were taken captives. At a later date, Jehoram died, suffering from a disease of the bowels. Later on, the prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, returned to Israel and tried his level best to direct Ahab and his son Ahaziab to the straight way. They were, however, too deeply steeped in iniquity to pay any attention to his call. Eventually, Elijah's curse also brought an end to the state of Israel. It was at this juncture that God recalled him from the world. For further details of the events relating to the prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, see 1 Kings 17-19 and 21:2 Kings 1-2 and 2 Chronicles 21.
إذ قال لقومه ألا تتقون
Call to mind when he said to his people, Will you not fear Allah?
أتدعون بعلا وتذرون أحسن الخالقين
Do you call upon Baal and forsake the best of the creators? Do you call upon Baal? Literally, Baal means master. It is also used for husband. This expression features in the last mentioned sense in the Quran itself. Instances in point are Al-Baqarah 2:228, Al-Nisa 4:127, Hud 11:72, and Al-Nur 24:31. Ancient Semitic nations, however, used this word as a synonym for God. They designated a certain idol as Baal. Special mention in this context should be made of the Phoenicians, the inhabitants of Lebanon. Baal and his spouse Ashtaroth were taken by them respectively as their chief god and goddess. Scholars differ in identifying Baal with either the sun or Jupiter, and Ashtaroth with either the moon or Venus. What is nonetheless on record is that Baal worship had been in vogue from Babylonia to Egypt, virtually encompassing the whole of the Middle East. Polytheistic communities living in Lebanon, Syria, and Palestine were prominent in their devotion of Baal. After migrating from Egypt, the Israelites settled in Palestine and Transjordan. In defiance of the stringent prohibitions contained in the Torah, they engaged in intermarriages with members of the polytheistic communities of the region. As a result, they took to idolatry. According to the Bible, moral and religious decline afflicted the Israelites soon after the death of Joshua, the prophet of Moses' successor. Peace be upon them. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and served the Baals. They forsook the Lord, and served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. Judges 2:11-13. So the people of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and they took their daughters to themselves for wives, and their own daughters they gave to their sons, and they served their gods. Judges 3:3-6. Baal worship was so rampant at the time that an altar dedicated to Baal was erected in one of their towns where animal sacrifices were made. When a pious Israelite saw this, he could not contain his anger and demolished the altar in the darkness of night. The next morning a huge crowd assembled there, demanding the beheading of the Israelite who had so destroyed their center of idolatry. Judges 6:25-32. Eventually, Samuel, Saul, and the prophets David and Solomon, peace be upon them, managed to put an end to this sad state of affairs. Not only did they reform the recalcitrant Israelites, but also suppressed polytheism and idolatry in their kingdom. After the prophet Solomon's death, polytheistic practices again resurfaced among the Israelites. Baal worship was particularly pronounced in northern Palestine, which formed part of the Kingdom of Israel.
الله ربكم ورب آبائكم الأولين.
Allah is your Lord and the Lord of your ancestors of yore.
فكذبوه فإنهم لمحضرون.
But they denounced him as a liar, so they will surely be arraigned for punishment.
إلا عباد الله المخلصين.
Except Allah's chosen servants. Only those who did not give the lie to the prophet Elias, Elijah, peace be upon him, and who were chosen by God from among that nation to serve him, were to be spared the punishment.
وتركنا عليه في الآخرين.
We preserved a good name for him among posterity. We have already noted to what extent the children of Israel persecuted the prophet Elias, Elijah, peace be upon him. Subsequently, however, their attitude towards him changed altogether, and they began to hold him in unusual esteem and respect. Other than Moses, peace be upon him, they hardly held anyone in such high esteem. They believe that he was raised alive to the heavens by a whirlwind. 2 Kings 2. They also maintain that he will return to this world. The following biblical passage throws further light on Jewish popular beliefs about him. Behold, I will send you, Elijah, the prophet, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Malachi 4:5. Essentially, the Jews look forward to the advent of the following three. 1. Elias, Elijah. 2. The Christ. And 3. The Prophet, that is, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them. As John the Baptist, peace be upon him, embarked upon his prophetic mission and baptized people, Jewish rabbis asked him, "Who are you? Are you the Christ?" He confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the Prophet?" And he answered, "No." They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah nor the prophet?" Peace be upon them. John 1:19-25. When the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, launched his mission, the Jews thought that the Prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, had reappeared. Mark 6:14-15. Even some disciples of the Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, had looked forward to Elijah's advent, peace be upon him. The Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, removed their misunderstanding, telling them that Elijah had already appeared, though few recognized him. He also informed them about John the Baptist, peace be upon him, urging them not to mistake him for Elijah, peace be upon him, who had appeared 800 years earlier. Matthew 11:14 and 17:10-13.
Salamun ala Ilyasin.
Peace be upon Elias. Peace be upon Elias. The actual words are, peace be upon Elias. Some Quran commentators considered Ilyasin as another name for the Prophet Elijah, peace be upon him, in the same way that another name for Abraham was Abram, peace be upon him. Other scholars, however, point out that it represents only a variant form of the same Hebrew name. They also point out that some Hebrew names were variously pronounced by the Arabs. The same angel, for instance, was known by three different names, Mikael, and Mikael. The same happened with the Prophet Elijah, peace be upon him. In the Quran itself, we find the same mountain mentioned both as Tur Sina and Tur Sinin. Ibn Kathir Tafsir comments on verse 120.
Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin.
Thus do we reward the good doers.
إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ.
He was one of our believing servants.
وَإِنَّ لُوطًا لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
And Lot, peace be upon him too, was one of the messengers.
إِذْ نَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ.
Call to mind when we delivered him and all his kinsfolk.
Illa ajuzan fil ghabirin.
Except for an old woman who was among those that stayed behind. Except for an old woman who was among those that stayed behind. This allusion is to the Prophet Lot's wife. Peace be upon him. She did not accompany her husband and preferred to stay behind with her people. Accordingly, she was seized by God's scourge.
ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ.
Then, we utterly destroyed the rest of them.
وَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مُصْبِحِينَ.
You pass by their desolate habitations in the morning.
وَبِالْلَّيْلِ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ.
And at night, do you still not understand? And at night, the Quraysh traders always passed through the same region in the course of their trade journeys to Syria and Palestine. The ruins of the Prophet Lot's towns were located on the highway. Peace be upon him.